Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon launched an invite-based ordering experience in the U.S. for high-demand, low-supply products, meant to make sure genuine customers have a chance to order them rather than bots. Any Amazon customer can request an invite to purchase at no cost, no Prime subscription required. The program launches with sales of the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X consoles, which definitely qualify. The startup Looking Glass released the Looking Glass Block, a new image format to display 3D content on 2D screens. It's built on web standards like WebXR, so it's viewable in any browser or a VR headset. Swiping over a Looking Glass Block creates a parallax 3D effect. Looking Glass will open a pilot this summer to let creators turn 3D content from Blender, Unity, and Unreal engines into blocks. Oracle received all regulatory approvals needed to complete its $28.3 billion acquisition of the medical records company Cerner. The deal is expected to close on June 6th. Google continues to march towards consolidating messaging apps. If you ever wondered why Google had a video conferencing service called Meet, but also a video calling app called Duo, wonder no more. They're merging. The Duo app will soon be renamed Google Meet, and the Google Meet app will be renamed Meet Original and eventually deprecated. In other messaging news, Google disabled RCS ads in India, saying that some businesses were abusing our anti-spam policies. RCS's business messaging feature allows verified businesses to send messages with interactive features and images. Users in India, however, reported a recent deluge of RCS spam ads, pushing things like credit cards and gambling apps. Amazon will stop supplying Kindle e-readers to retailers in China. The Kindle China e-bookstore will stop sales on June 30th, 2023, with the Kindle app removed in China in 2024. Amazon says this was part of an adjustment to a strategic focus, not a result of government pressure, and that its other businesses will continue in China. Sheryl Sandberg is stepping down as COO of Meta, but will remain on the company's board of directors. Meta's chief growth officer, Javier Olavine, will take over as COO this autumn. ExpressVPN announced it's pulling servers out of India, saying it can't comply with recent regulatory changes to record user information for 5 years. The company will still offer virtual Indian servers that will be physically located in Singapore and the UK. Discord enabled text chat in voice channels, providing a dedicated section in voice chat for text. Users don't have to join a voice channel to use the text chat. The feature is free for all servers and available on all platforms. Google rolled out the Google TV app in iOS as an in-place upgrade to its previous Google Play Movies and TV app. There's no store to buy content, but users can watch previously purchased movies from their Google account. The app can also act as a remote for an Android TV and Google TV set-top box and provides a guide for streaming video content across several services. Dell announced the ultra-sharp U3223QZ 32-inch 4K IPS monitor. It includes a tiltable 4K webcam with Windows Hello support, uses LG Display's IPS black panel for better contrast, and has a max brightness of 400 nits. It costs $1,600 and ships in August. MSI announced the Titan GT77 gaming laptop, offering up to Intel's new Core i9-12900HX CPU and an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3080 Ti GPU. It also offers a 120Hz display, mechanical keyboard deck with Cherry MX Ultra Low switches, and a surfeit of RGB lighting. It's available for pre-order now, starting at $3,199, with a fully spec'd version at $4,949. The audio equipment maker Focusrite released the Vocaster 1 and 2 USB audio interfaces designed for podcast recording. The Vocaster 1 includes a single XLR input, the 2 offers two XLR inputs and two headphone outputs, and can receive audio over Bluetooth. The Vocaster Hub companion app lets you tweak EQ, route audio, and play from a sound bank. The Vocaster 1 and 2 are available now for $199.99 and $299, respectively. And finally, Valve delayed the launch of its Steam Deck display dock, citing supply shortages and COVID-related work stoppages. The company said it's working on improving the situation, but gave no estimate when it might actually ship, although it did clarify this dock delay will not impact Steam Deck console production. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.